With Laura Fox. Podcast.
Now, we've all been there, scrolling away and ending up not being able to stop ourselves because it seemed like we had to have what was on our screen. And I'm joined now by fashion writer who says that we should not let social media dictate our style. Marie Kelly, you are very welcome along to the show today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's no problem at all, because it's one of those, I suppose, wake up moments where we kind of go, oh, look at that. We're all churning for the exact same thing. How, for you, did a pair of Adidas Sambas just give you that moment of like clarity where you went, oh, hang on a second, what's going on here?
Well, I was actually asked to write this article, it wasn't my idea, about how algorithms are killing our creativity. So I was completely oblivious to the phenomenon until I actually started researching and writing it. And then I just suddenly realised that actually this obsession I had in my head with Adidas Sambas, because as I said in the article, they were on the feet of every sophisticated, fabulous, tanned, toned looking woman on my feed. And the Adidas Sambas were the one common denominator. And I thought, well, I should have them then, shouldn't I?
I need them in my life.
Exactly. And then I'll be that sophisticated, yeah, tanned, toned woman. I have never had a tan in my life and never will have a tan in my life. But, you know, the power of association. And then, of course, as we all know, Rishi Sunak, the soon-to-be former prime minister, one hopes, appeared on social media wearing them, and it was just, they were over.
Yeah, but then also he had to bring out a statement saying that he's been wearing them for years, which we got a good laugh
out
here.
It was actually worse. Really, yeah, it didn't help them at all, and it didn't help Sambas at all.
My obsession with trying to get a pair of Sambas in a colourway that I wanted in my size went beyond. Like, I spent an entire weekend in town searching every shop, trying on every different colour, to realise that I've no arch in my foot. Like, as in, like, I can't. Cannot wear shoes that flat. They are incredibly uncomfortable, and I'm not able for it. And I kind of, after 3 days, I went, "What are you doing? Stop it! Stop it right now!"
It's a wake up. I think we've all had that wake up call, and I think, you know, I'd like to say mine was the Rishi Sunak moment, but it actually wasn't. It was actually writing this article. That was my wake up moment. It was sort of plotting my, you know, demise on paper.
Yeah. You say that shopping online is kind of like eating popcorn at the cinema.
Yeah, or certainly I think shopping on Instagram is like eating popcorn at the cinema. I think that's how I when I analysed my behaviour on social media, that's what it felt like. I think, you know, we eat popcorn at the cinema simply because it is there, and because we associate popcorn with the cinema. If we could choose to eat anything in the cinema, would we choose popcorn? Probably not.
Probably not if there was
choose absolutely anything. Yeah. And when you're eating it, you're not savouring or flavouring the texture or the taste. You're chomping. You're shoving it in your mouth and you're just chomping away. And that's kind of how I felt when I, you know, when I was on social media during and after writing this article, that I wasn't thinking, I wasn't considering, I was just accepting what was served up to me, and everything was sort of quite nice.
It's kind of a bit like, people say that Twitter X is like political brainwashing, but do you think that maybe the rest of the platforms are kind of like fashion brainwashing almost?
Yeah, I think, I don't use X, but it's been called an echo chamber for politics. And I think, probably Instagram is the platform that I would use most often. I think Instagram is moving that way. It's becoming, and that's the algorithm, because we're all being served up the same sort of...
It serves us what we like. Once you like one thing once, and then you can't get away from
it. Yeah, exactly. And I think we're not curating our own feeds anymore, because we're prompted so much and so often that we just follow what's in front of us. You know, there's a suggestion there based on a past preference of ours. Mm. So we click follow. We're not actively curating our feeds anymore. And I think that's a problem.
What do you think people with a more traditional high street fashion background make of all of this? With the fact that when we're clicking on, we're just being served the same thing over and over again. It's kind of hard to break out of the mold sometimes.
It is hard to break out of the mold. But the one thing that I think we should all do more of is actually shop in stores, go into stores. Because if you and I were to buy the same item from Zara online, we would probably style it the same way, because we're heavily influenced by how the model is wearing it. Mm-hmm. They always look amazing. The styling is fantastic. But if you and I go into Zara, to the South King Street store, and pick up the same item off a rail, we're going to have to use our imaginations to style it. So we're both going to go home and think about who we are, our personality, what's in our wardrobe, we're inevitably going to style it much differently. And I think that is something we really need to think more about, getting offline and actually getting into stores and using our imagination.
Are stores just following the trends though, or that are big on social media now
as
well?
They are following the trends, but I don't think it's, I don't think
the styling.
Yeah, I think the styling is actually at the heart. We've always followed trends. Women have always followed trends. Yeah. Men have always followed trends, less so probably, but women have always followed trends. I don't think that's as much of a problem as we're all styling them the same way. I mean, if you, you know, I think sometimes of a platform like Sheer Looks, you probably follow it. It's a superb platform on social media, kind of like the New Vogue. But an awful lot of the women on the platform actually look the same. They're dressed the same.
Yeah.
They're all wearing the oversized blazer, the oversized jeans and the ballet flats and the chunky gold jewellery, you know.
The ballet flats, I can't. It's like, get the bin.
It's a thing.
My feet are sweating looking at you.
They're huge. And I think... So there's, I think when you go into the store, you don't see that kind of sort of sameness, yeah, because items are just hanging on a rail. So I think we used our imaginations a lot more sort of 20 years ago, 10 years ago.
And that's what I was going to say, actually, because do you think that the algorithm like is a lot worse than traditional ads for creativity? Like, I mean, we've always been inundated with, you know, ads in like magazines and on the telly and, you know, how celebrities are dressed and stuff. But is the algorithm just more specific?
I think it's 24/7, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's because we're on our phones constantly. So how, if you think 20 years ago, how often would you read a, you know, you'd pick up magazines maybe a couple of times a week,
yeah,
or maybe you'd have your favourites, you'd buy once a month and read them then. Ads on TV, you know, you wouldn't be watching TV all day. It might be a couple of hours in the evening, but we have our phones in our hands all the time and we're scrolling social media just because our phone is in our hand very often.
You spoke to a psychotherapist and I'm very interested in this, about why people follow the accepted good taste. I want to put that in quotation marks. What did she say?
She was really interesting, Mary Lynn. She's a psychotherapist based in Galway, and you know, she said basically it's, you know, the safety in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
We're there's a fear of being different these days, and I think it's a really interesting point she made. And I think, you know, she was saying, she used another word which I thought was really interesting, friction. She said we need a bit of friction in our lives, you know. We need that on our social media platforms. And it's not necessarily having things coming up on your social media platform that you don't like as such, but they're things that just make you think, that make you consider, that aren't bland. You know, and, you know, she described us all as a rainbow. Each and every one of us is a rainbow of personalities, and our style should reflect that, you know. And I think we are a bit afraid of being different. And I think this idea of good taste is dominating. And, you know, what even is that? You know, what even is good taste? But I always think of a quote I read from the actress Zoe Kravitz a few years ago. And she said a really interesting thing. She said that when it comes to fashion and style, you have to be afraid. You have to be willing to fall on your face sometimes. And I think that's a brilliant quote. I think we're too afraid of not looking on trend or not looking like the women we see on our social media platforms. We all need to be individual, because that's interesting and it's exciting. And, you know, generic is not a good thing.
Yeah. Why is it that you think that we fear being different so much?
Maybe because all this imagery is so pervasive now.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't exposed to the kind of imagery and the constant imagery that we are now. And I suppose it's just the power of repetition.
Mm.
You know, it's like the samba, you know, phenomenon. You know, you see it often enough and you think, well, I should be that. I should be that person in that shoe, because you start to think, well, everybody's wearing that, aren't they? So that must be a good thing, or that must be the way to go. And I think we've sort of lost sight that actually, you know, great style is always comes down to individuality. You know, you look at someone like Vivienne Westwood, you know, through the decades, she was considered quite wacky and quite out there. You know, she would never have been considered sort of tasteful in her early years. But we now look on her as a fashion icon because she did her own thing.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm.
Like, okay, it's not something to beat yourself up about. Like, if you're in cafes, shops, all sorts of people in businesses, they can find themselves creatively bland, trying to fit in. What to you are some of the signs that you've lost your way? If somebody's listening in at home now and they're saying like,
so I think for me, it always comes down to how I feel in an outfit. If we're talking specifically about fashion, how do I feel in an outfit? Because I can put an outfit together and I can look in the mirror and objectively think that works.
Mm-hmm.
That ticks all the boxes that I wanted it to tick. And then I'll go out and within 2 hours, I just want to change. I just want to go home and take it off. And I don't feel like myself. I don't feel right. And I think you've really got to go with your gut instinct. You know, how do I feel in this outfit? do I feel like me?
Yeah, I feel like that every time I wear tights when autumn winter comes around. I absolutely bloody hate tights so much, and I always try to put these cute outfits together and I'm like, not scrap them, put them in the bin.
I can't wait to get into tights.
Look at you. This is where we're different. Okay, I'm assuming that there are some people at home being like, Jesus, I am so basic. What for you are your top tips to just win back some agency over your look?
So I think we need to... firstly, actively curate our feeds.
Okay.
I think just don't always go with the prompts. You know, get in, use the search tool and start looking around. And a multitude of reference, you know, you get your style develops not just by looking at fashion. It develops by looking at interiors. It develops by looking at architecture, by looking at paintings, by reading different books, you know, biographies, anything that's, you know, about real life, I think. That's one thing. But I also really do come back to the actually get into the stores,
yeah,
and use your imagination. Pick a piece up off a rail that hasn't been styled up and use a bit of imagination and go with your gut instinct.
I think the one thing that I've really taken from you today is that one line that you said about when you've left the house and you feel so uncomfortable in what you're wearing. And it's not necessarily that the outfit is uncomfortable. Like, you could be in an oversized blazer, which is technically very comfortable, but it's if you don't feel yourself, then 100%. There's no point in trying to squirm your way into that.
100%. And yeah. I think if you just go with how you feel, I think it'll lead you in the right direction.
Okay, amazing. Marie, thank you so much for coming on. That was fashion writer Marie Kelly with what I'm now thinking is a low-key intervention by the production team. Either way, it's a nice thing to have a think about. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.